the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Within the previous programs, we said how Islam emphasizes on paying attention to the others and how Islam puts utmost importance on praying for the others, praying for 40 believers, giving preference to the others, praying for parents, and of course, naming specifically 40 believers in our prayers, they're among them. So we concluded that Islam urges man to deny himself and give preference to the others in the life of this world. But at the same time, and this very Islam that is trying to tell us to pay more attention to the others, it also urges the human beings, the believers, to pray for himself as well. And now the question is, what should we ask for ourselves from the Almighty Allah? How should we actually pray? And this is what we are trying to discuss in this program. We ought to ask Allah in our prayers for whatever we are in need of, whatever is important for us in this world and hereafter, of course. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We should beseech him to protect us from all the evil that we face in this world and in hereafter, because the keys of good and all its means are in the hands of the Almighty Allah. And nothing can go against his will and his irada. And nor can anything render him unable. And of course, he's not the one who niggardly withholds the good and mercy from his servants. If Allah the Exalted is not miser in giving or responding to his servants, then it seems to be unsound, rather adverse on the part of the servants to show niggardliness in asking from the Almighty Allah and to withhold from praying to him, according to a divine narration. Even if the first and the last of you and the living and the dead of you were together and each of them were to ask whatever he wished and I were to grant his wish, still my kingdom would not diminish. This is the content of a divine narration, Hadith al-Qudsi. Again, according to another divine narration, related by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, even if the inhabitants of the seven heavens and the earths were to ask me altogether, and I were to grant each of them his wish, yet this would not diminish my dominion. And how can a kingdom whose custodian is me diminish? The Holy Prophet, may the Almighty Allah send blessings on him and his progeny, says, ask Allah and ask copiously, for nothing is difficult for him. According to another narration, do not regard that which you ask from Allah as too much, for what lies with Allah is even greater. So the prayers that have reached us from the Ahlul Bayt, entail many instances of this kind of generalization in praying and in asking for every good and seeking protection from every evil.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javob onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ob az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
The first point that we were trying to base here is that we should generalize in our prayers. A prayer recommended to be recited after the obligatory prayers during the month of Rajab is among the instances of these generalizations in the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam's prayers. It says, "O he who gives a lot in exchange for a little, O he who gives to one who asks him, O he who gives to one who does not ask him and does not know him out of his affection and mercy. Ya man yu'ti al-kathira bil qalil, ya man yu'ti man sa'alah, ya man yu'ti man lam yas'alhu wa man lam ya'rif." تَحَنُّنًا مِّنْهُ وَرَحْمَةً. And then it continues, أَعْطِنِي بِمَسْأَلَتِي إِيَّاكِ. Give me because of my request to you. جَمِيعَ خَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَجَمِيعَ خَيْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. All the good of this world and all the good of the hereafter. وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَتِي إِيَّاكِ. جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ. And keep away from me because of my request to you all the evil from this world and the evil of hereafter. فَإِنَّهُ غَيِّرُ مَنْقُوسٍ مَا أَعْطَيْتَ وَزِدْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ يَا كَرِيمٍ. Because indeed it is not diminishing what is given by you, and increase me from your bounty, O the generous. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Guide me all the way to your Jannah.
to you.